Welcome to Arhanta Yoga Ashrams. Today we have come up with a new topic about guide on 8 types of pranayama. What's inside? 1. What is pranayama? 2. Different types of pranayama. 3. Types of pranayama and its benefits. All diseases can be removed by proper practice of pranayama, and all sort of diseases can arise from improper practice. Hatha Yoga Pradipika 2.16. The above statement from the classical text on Hatha Yoga written in the Sanskrit language by Nathyogi Swatmarama in 1350 depicts the prominence our sages have given to pranayama. Ancient yogis and masters of yoga consider pranayama as means of attaining higher states of awareness and samadhi. This article details the 8 important types of pranayama, their benefits, and the instruction for practicing each pranayama. What is pranayama? Pranayama, or expansion of life force. The word a prana means breath or vital energy, and the word ayama means to control, so pranayama means control of breath. As well know, pranic energy is responsible for our life on earth. Pranayama is the process to increase the capacity of the body to retail prana. Through regulating breath by inhalation, exhalation, and retention, one learns to control prana. Pranayama normally practices after having an advanced stage of asana practice. Many mistook pranayama as a type of breathing exercise, but not all breathing exercises are pranayama. Different types of pranayama. 1. Nadi Shodhana Pranayama. Nadi Shodhana is one of the most important and advanced practices of purification of nadis. Nadi Shodhana is practiced by controlling the inhalation, exhalation, retention, and direction of the breath. Breath is inhaled, retained, and exhaled in the ratio of 1:4:2. Nadi Shodhana is commonly known as alternate nostril breathing. 2. Bastrika Pranayama. In Bastrika, both inhalation and exhalation are forceful, and the focus is on the force. Kapalabhati is an easier version of Bastrika. Bandhas are applied during internal and external retentions. Breathing is relatively faster in this type. 3. Ujjayi Pranayama. Ujjayi, or ocean breath as the name denotes, recreates the sound of ocean waves. Ujjayi in Sanskrit means a victorious or vibrating. Ujjayi increases the solar energy in the body, enhances concentration, and relieves mental fatigue. It also stimulates the astral channels in the astral body. 4. Shitli Pranayama. Shitli Pranayama is cool and refreshing breathwork. That's why it has been named a cooling breath. A Shitli Pranayama decreases the anxiety and pressure levels in the body, as it has a cooling effect. In Shitli Pranayama, breath is inhaled through the rolled tube-shaped tongue and exhaled through the nostrils. 5. Shitkari Pranayama. Shitkari is practiced to calm down the mind and cool down the nervous system. Shitkari improves the flow of lunar energy in the body. Here, the breath is inhaled through your teeth and exhaled through your nostrils. 6. Brahmahuri Pranayama. It is a known fact that humming sound soothes the mind and body. Brahmahuri, or humming bee breath as the name indicates, should be sound like a humming bee and is very beneficial for improving concentration. 7. Anulam Vilam Pranayama. Anulam Vilam Pranayama, also called alternate nostril breathing, is one of the most commonly practiced yogic breathing techniques. In Anulam Vilam, the practitioner has to alternate the nostrils for breath and breath flow from the left to the right and right to the left. It is a type of controlled breathing and can be easily performed by practicing deep inhalation and exhalation. You have to alter between right and left nostril, which means while using fingers, you have to restrict one nostril and breathe through the other nostril. Nadi Shodhana Pranayama is the further level of Anulam Vilam Pranayama. 8. Kapalabhati Pranayama. In Sanskrit, a kapal means a skull, and a bhati means a shining. Together they mean shining skull. Kapalabhati is actually one of the 6 internal cleansing exercises, Shatkriyas. It very effectively cleanses the entire respiratory system. Kapalabhati should not be practiced during pregnancy, people having high blood pressure, anxiety, asthmatic attacks, or during any abdominal pain or cramps. Types of pranayama and its benefits. Following are the general health benefits of pranayama if you are doing it regularly and becoming a part of your daily yoga routine. Practice pranayama after asana and before going for meditation. A sense improved cardiovascular and lung health. A sense reducing anxiety and stress. A sense increase concentration and peace. A sense helps in detoxification. A sense improves cognitive performances. A sense managing blood pressure. Nadi Shodhana reduces asthma, cleanses the nadis, balances the three dasas and body temperature, and improves blood circulation and the immune system. Bastrika Pranayama removes toxins, enhances digestion, decreases excess fat, and purifies the blood. Ujjayi Pranayama stimulates the thyroid gland and vocal cord, helps to focus and improves the awareness, progresses blood circulation, helps lungs, chest, and throat function, and body cooling effect. Shitali Pranayama relieves tension and stress, enhances the health of eyes and skin, cools the body, lowers blood pressure and anger, and increases alertness. Shitkari Pranayama cools the body, keeps teeth and gums healthy. In Shitkari Pranayama, the practitioner breathes through the mouth. This pranayama is also known as hissing breath by the method of its breathing. Shitali Pranayama and Shitkari Pranayama are similar in nature and benefits and only differ in the way of breathing. In Shitali, breathing is done by folding the tongue, whereas in Shitkari Pranayama, breathing is done through teeth. Pramari Pranayama refreshes and invigorates the mind, calms the body, reduces emotional conditions like stress, anxiety, and anger, strengthens the health of vocal cords, relieves stress, and improves concentration. Anuloma and Viloma Pranayama, better respiratory and cardiovascular health, helps to balance the hemispheres of the brain, purifies nadis, removes more waste products and stale air from lungs, brings equilibrium between the solar and lunar energies in the body, calms the mind. Kapalabhati Pranayama increases the capacity of the lungs and removes stale gases and old oxygen from the lungs, cleanses the nasal passage, drains the sinuses, eliminates accumulated mucus, and strengthens the abdominal muscles. Conclusion: the different types of pranayama range from simple breathing to complicated, advanced ones. People who like to follow a proper yogic lifestyle include these breathing techniques along with their daily yoga practice. In fact, practicing pranayama will profoundly help an individual achieve control over the pranic energy and lead a healthy life. To learn more, visit at www.harhantayoga.org.